The mother of a New Zealander killed while fighting in Ukraine says she tried to stop him from going to the war zone, but he'd made up his mind. Kane Te Tai's death hasn't been officially confirmed, but RNZ sources say they've been told of it by his unit commander. Unlike his friend, Dominic Abelin, who was killed last August, his body has been recovered. The former Defence Force soldier had been fighting the Russian invasion for almost a year. His mother, Nairi Te Tai, told our reporter Charlotte Cook she learned of her son's death from some of his contacts in Ukraine. She says she always struggled to understand why he wanted to fight there.
Never did anything in Harps Complex, my son, but I didn't understand him, but I did, if you know what I mean. My firstborn, and trying to understand why he did, why he left the country and went to Ukraine, I still don't understand, but I do, if you know what I mean as well. We tried to stop him from going over, but he had his mind made up. It just came. Awesome father, awesome son, awesome uncle and brother.
What did he tell you about what he was doing over there?
Always made it sound like, always gave me the lighter side of everything, but I kind of figured out what he was doing. I know, quite hard to explain the stories he's telling me and being able to accept what kind of environment that he was in. And I think it was just, I don't know, I must have consoled him every time. But he always had a way of just telling me that he was okay. Because Kane is, he's a survivor. He's been through so much in his young life. And he's just a survivor. When you were around him, you just felt safe.
He truly believed in what he was doing over there.
Yeah. His father and I had no other choice but to accept what was could have been inevitable. But, you know, I accepted that that's what he wanted to do, but I didn't accept that I may not see him again.
And that is Nairi Te Tai, whose son Kane Te Tai has been killed fighting in Ukraine.